the worldwide anthem of communism and socialism. Next, Red Revolution, sung to the tune of Red Robin, with these lyrics: when the Red Revolution brings in its solution along, along there'll be no more looting when we start shooting that Wall Street throng. Sounds like the Occupy movement that Barack Obama has been encouraging. Also sounds like the Arab Spring that the Obama administration has been fomenting. And finally, you remember that song, Are You Sleeping? Are You Sleeping, Brother John? Brother John? Well, here's their rendition of it. Are you sleeping, bourgeoisie? Here's how the lyrics go. Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping, bourgeoisie? Bourgeoisie? And when the revolution comes, we'll kill you all with knives and guns. Bourgeoisie. Bourgeoisie. Need we say more? The socialist mask of Marxism. Maybe next week we'll look further at this from the testimony of Ion Mihai Kosipa. He's been there. He was involved with the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, his native Romania, and helped her rid themselves of their Marxist dictatorship, carefully disguised as socialism. And now, 30 years later, he's witnessing exactly the same thing in the United States of America. That's painful, friends. Get the copy of the book, Seduction of the Saints, your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries, on our website. Also, The Secret of the Lord. Both of them on the website, saveus.org. Become a partner, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. Pray about it, do it, and don't delay.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, in the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ron Brown. And we're going to be talking about what's going on financially in the world today. Now, basically, of course, we can look over and we can take a look at what's going on in Europe, and all you're doing is getting conditioned to confuse you. And they one day, why Germany is going to make concessions, and they're going to begin to finance the bonds that are going to be used to guarantee the income for Greece and for Italy and for Spain and for Portugal, because basically these countries don't want to accept austerity. And even though they've more or less agreed to it, certainly Greece has agreed to it, the people don't want austerity. They don't want to cut the standard of living. And so they want to continue spending other people's money, borrowing money so they can have their pensions and their good life, without, of course, paying the taxes to afford it. You could certainly have all of these wonderful government benefits, but you're going to have to pay 50 or 60% of taxes to do that. That's what Sweden, the other socialist countries, do, where the income tax and the taxes are well over 50 to 60%, and they have a moderately good life. They don't have the luxury life that they have in Greece. But, of course, the people of Greece don't want to give that up. And of course, the question is, will Germany come up with the money? Will the German people finance the Greek people so the German people can work hard and the Greek people can have a good life? And one day everything's got to be fine, and the next day there's questions on Mrs. Merkel's part, and the German people don't want to finance Greece. And it goes back and forth from day to day to week, and it's all designed, ladies and gentlemen, to confuse you. You must understand this is all decided ahead of time. The past premier of Greece, not the present one, but the previous one, Papademos, was a member of the Trilateral Commission. The current premier of Italy is a member of the Trilateral Commission. And the ultimate goal is to establish a world government, and they need a United States of Europe, and they're not going to let this thing fall apart. But they try to confuse you that they don't know what's going to happen. Of course they know what's going to happen. Mrs. Merkel is going to go ahead and play her part, and the German people are going to be forced to finance the Greeks. And because even though it may be unfair, the German people will finance the Greeks and the Italians and the Spaniards. Why, it all has to do with that world government, the United States of Europe, a stepping stone to world government. Good evening, Ron Brown, and how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Well, let's see, and of course, right here in America, they keep confusing us about what's going on, and the logical thing is we would have to certainly begin to cutting back on all the good things we have, and I think we're moving into a financial crisis here, but I think I can assure you that the solution is going to be to give up our sovereignty and to come under the control of a world government. Now, certainly we don't have to do that, but that's what they're going to try to convince us. The only solution, the only way we're going to be able to continue spending more money than we're taking in $2.2 trillion a year and spending about $3.5 trillion a year is going to be to go into some sort of a world government, and something that the world government finances. And if you want to continue the leading good life, you give up your sovereignty, you give up your freedom. That's what's going to happen over in Europe. I fear down the line, that's what they're going to try to do here, if we let them.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hold that thought. Well, of course, Ron is simply saying there are two basic rules here that you have to watch. First of all, the borrower is the slave of the lender. The borrower is the slave of the lender. The other is the golden rule. He who has the gold rules. And the trouble is, of course, that certainly we're artificially manipulating the price of gold down because we don't want the American people to, at least our leaders don't want the American people to understand that our currency is worthless and the only thing that really has any value is gold and silver. And of course, as they manipulate the price of gold down, why China, certainly largely, but also India and Brazil and Russia are importing large amounts of gold, and they're taking the gold right off the market. But of course, our banks are selling gold. A lot of it, the gold they're selling, they don't actually have. They're selling paper gold, but of course China wants delivery. They don't want paper receipts. They want the gold, and one of these days there's going to be real shortages, and when that happens, the major banks in America, which have been shorting gold, selling gold they didn't have, and I'm talking about banks like J.P. Morgan Chase, they're going to, of course, be in real financial problems. But don't you worry about J.P. Morgan Chase, because our federal government is going to bail them out, and whatever problems they've gotten into, they are guaranteed that we will protect the major banks, even if it comes to trillions of dollars of loss. And certainly what they've done, they have all these contracts that they call them derivative contracts. We're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars of insurance policies they've written, and once we allowed them to become regular banks rather than investment banks, then they were able to shift those over onto the responsibility of the FDIC and the Treasury Department, so they have nothing to worry about, and the American taxpayer is going to have to pick this whole thing up. And since there isn't that amount of money in the world, the whole system comes collapsing down around the shoulders of the American people. And I think Ron is absolutely right. We're facing a financial catastrophe. When it's going to be here, I don't know, but it's coming. It's coming very, very rapidly. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Ron, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ron, you go right ahead.
Well, you know, the question is, one, where does the gold come from? And two, if the foreigners are importing gold at that rate, it tells me at least that the Eastern Bloc is heading for the end game in which they're going to try to collapse the West. And, you know, the last 20 years, the U.S. has maintained its domination. Basically through gunboat diplomacy. Any country that tries to stand against us, we come down on them, find some pretense to come down on them, whether it's Afghanistan or Iraq or, of course, Libya, and then the latest one, of course, is Iran. And I think that may be the straw that's going to break the camel's back, in that when we put draconian sanctions on Iran, one of the things we did was to exclude Iran from what's called the SWIFT system, which is a simple banking system where all international trade is conducted, and we exclude it from that. And it'd be like taking an individual's credit card or banking account away from them. You know, you can't conduct business. But when the U.S. did that, immediately China and India, among other countries, came to the rescue and basically said, Iran, we will buy your oil, but we'll pay for it with gold. So they were basically circumventing this U.S.-controlled banking system for international trade. And, of course, that one is starting to bring gold back into the system. But when they did that, the U.S. then threatened India and China. And I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, because they immediately called a summit between the BRICS nations, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And they met for weeks, and now it's starting to come out that they are developing their own banking system to totally circumvent the dollar system. So, you know, for years we've been talking about they're going to dethrone the dollar as a reserve currency of the world, and they're going to come up with a basket of currencies to replace it. And this sure looks like that could be the beginning of that. So I really believe we're looking at the final nails in the coffin of the dollar as the world reserve currency.
And I think you're absolutely right. And the thing is that our leaders are intentionally doing this. They're not stupid, but they knew very well when they put those sanctions on Iran that there were going to be consequences. And certainly China and India want Iranian oil. And what they've done is they've broken the back of the petrodollar. And our leaders are intentionally destroying our financial system. And why not? The leaders of this country are not loyal to America. You must understand that, ladies and gentlemen. The leaders of this country have a different agenda, a different goal, a different loyalty. They are globalists. They believe in creative destruction. If you do not understand what creative destruction is, you need to go to YouTube and simply type in Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. Alan Greenspan, creative destruction, or YouTube, if you want to go to Google YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. You'll actually hear Alan Greenspan talk about what creative destruction is. And he simply says, look, we believe in globalism. We believe in globalism because it's benefiting us and people throughout the world. But we are creating a new globalistic system. It's all about globalism. Creative destruction means we are going to create a new society, but we're going to have to, in the process, destroy the old one. We are going to have to destroy the old system. They've decided, the elite decided, to destroy our form of life. You don't have to believe what I say. Go up and listen to Alan Greenspan testifying before the United States Senate, admitting that the goal is to destroy our system of government and to create a new global system. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, you know, just further evidence that the goal is being transferred. You know, Dr. Stan, one of my favorite analysts out there is Jim Willie. And in his latest newsletter, just to read a paragraph if I can, to compound the destructive damage, the Wall Street crooks, by all indication, have sold an enormous amount of gold snatched from allocated accounts belonging to citizens of various Western nations. Not only does the U.S. have zero gold in Fort Knox, the Wall Street thugs sold the gold in foreign accounts held in New York City. My best gold trader source has informed me repeatedly that the Western bankers, U.S., London, and Swiss, have sold 20,000 tons of allocated gold. Now, when I say allocated gold, that's gold that some people are sitting there holding a piece of paper thinking they have gold being stored for them, but it's being sold out from under them to meet all these demands coming from the East. So this thing is starting to unravel very, very quickly. And the danger is, I've always said, you know, Dr. Stan, you and I have been, I've been doing this since 1978. And sometimes I feel like the Sundance Kid, and because I thought this thing would collapse back in 1980 and then 87 and so forth. So sometimes I look back and say, who are those guys? How do they keep kicking this can down the road? And yet we know even the greatest magician eventually is going to run out of rabbits, and it sure looks to me like they're getting very close to that point. But as you pointed out earlier, they're going to use the crisis that they've created to consolidate their own power if they have their way.
Amen to that. Well, things are moving, and they're moving very, very rapidly. Basically, of course, you're already beginning to see the signs of inflation here in the United States. Go down to a hardware store and look at the chairs, plastic chairs you could have bought a year ago $7.99, $8.99, $9.99, $19.99 today. Look at the plastic pipe that you could have bought, you know, for half of the price it is today. Look at what's happening to screws and nails. I was certainly at the hardware store just yesterday, and the young man at the counter, the clerk there, was collecting the cashier. You know, I made some remark laughingly about the prices, and he looked at me with a very serious face, and he said, "Well, you better start stocking up on everything now. His prices are going to just keep right on going up now, going up." This is not a sophisticated individual. He's a cashier at a hardware store. But he sees what's happening, and so you go out and look and see what's happening to the price of clothing, to the price of underwear, to the price of so many of the things you buy, the price of food. They know we're going into an inflationary spiral. And when they tell you we have a 2 or 3% inflation, ladies and gentlemen, they're simply lying. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. They go to work for the government. And the last thing they want you to know is that they're going to be able to pay off this massive debt that we have, about somewhere between $80 and $100 trillion, maybe much more than that. But you simply inflate it away. You destroy the value of the currency, and you pay off your debt with worthless dollars. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And remember, inflation is not rising prices. Let me repeat that. Inflation is not rising prices. Inflation is an increase in the money supply, which creates the rising prices, because supply and demand, there's a great deal of oversupply, and there's only a fixed number of goods. Inflation is not rising prices. Inflation is increasing the money supply, and the result of that is increasing prices. And when you understand that, you're going to understand what's going to be taking place. It's already beginning. It's starting right now. And Sydney, you must get yourself into a defensive position. Get out of dollars. Get out of pension funds. Get out of insurance policies. You know, if you want to get yourself heavily in debt, you can pay it off with destroyed, valueless dollars.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan and Cindy Ron is pointing out how, if you notice, they have all these new acronyms, and it's the EFS and the EFSF and the EMS, and basically you don't know what all these things are they're talking about, and basically you can come up with all the acronyms you want to. You can't pay off debt by creating more debt, and that's exactly what they're doing over in Europe. That's exactly what we're doing here in America. They talk about quantitative easing. What is quantitative easing? Quantitative easing is simply easing or increasing the quantity of money, and basically just printing more money to try to get out of debt. How can you get out of debt? By creating more money and decreasing the value of the money by increasing the volume. You can't. This is a sure way to get into an inflationary spiral, and it's already underway. And when the government tells you the inflation rate is 2 to 3%, they're frankly lying. What you want to do is go to John Williams' website, shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, or certainly go to your computer, go to Google and type in John Williams. You'll come to shadowstats.com. Read his material. He'll tell you the inflation rate is 10 to 11%. He will tell you that they're lying. If you haven't read his treatise on certainly hyperinflation 2012, published in January of this year. It's up there. You can pull it down. I'm reading it through for the second time. And really, of course, I learn something every time I read it. But it's obvious that we are in an inflationary spiral. They intend to do this. They intend to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish the American people and pay off our debt with valueless dollars, and of course eventually we'll get into a deflationary spiral, and of course more and more people will lose their jobs, and more people will lose their homes, and more people will lose their life savings. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Ron Brown, and Ron does sell gold and silver, and does an excellent job on that. Well, let's go to James calling from South Carolina. How, James, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, question.
Got a question. I've been listening to Mr. Skousen, and he seems to think that you can keep pumping money into the system because there's so much money into the already that it doesn't cause inflation. I wonder what Ms. Brown's take on that is.
Well, I was going to say after Dr. Stan spoke about inflation that we're really going through what I call stagflation, where certain elements of the economy are being deflated. For example, housing prices and the assets that people own in the stock market and so forth. Yet the cost of living, the everyday things are going up at an accelerated rate. So we're really seeing inflation and deflation at the same time. I think the problem that we're approaching, though, is that as you keep running the printing press, as Dr. Stan said, they won't tell you the truth because we have a confidence game going. The only thing that gives our money any value at all is the confidence we put in it, so they cannot allow people to understand that they're just running the printing press, because that would destroy the confidence of the currency. So as far as Cleon saying you can keep running the printing press forever, I think there is an end game, and I think we're approaching it because I think the world is rejecting the dollar, and as they do that, then we're going to lose our status in the world and have no way to fund our deficit without just running the printing press faster and faster and faster, and that point comes to collapse.
Well, I think, James, the problem is, what is hyperinflation? And to some people, hyperinflation is 20%. To others, a hyperinflation is 200%. I don't think we're going to 200%, and I think that's what Joel is talking about, but we can certainly go to 15 or 20% inflation. And at that point, if you want to call that hyperinflation, call it inflation, call it what you will, I think that this is devastating. I think what Joel is talking about is in Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic type of hyperinflation, and I don't think we're going to see that here. I think he's absolutely right. We would need tremendous velocity of money, tremendous putting that into the economy at one time. But I do think that certainly when you see prices going up as they are today, and I really think that it will be very obvious that at least for the essentials of life, perhaps not for houses or even for cars, but for the essentials of everyday living, I think we're going to see probably 15% inflation within a year or two, and that'll be devastating. Oh, James, you want to hang on? Why would we glad to have you on another
question? That's okay. Thank you, Dr. Sam.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Ron Brown. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita, at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ron Brown. Ron, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and certainly how they could get the material that you put out. And if you're out there in the listening audience, if you'd like to give a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron wants to tell people how to get in touch with you.
And my telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
Okay, fine. And do you have a website or anything like that?
No, what I do is I try to help educate people, so I put people on my email list, and as I read all the things I read every day, and I see things that I think are important, I'll just forward that out. There's so many good writers out there. Now, I'd just rather use them because I just try to read all the stuff they have and kind of put it together, so I just try to share that with my clients.
Well, I thought that that information you put out about Jim Willie saying that there really is not all this gold, that apparently they're selling gold, that the major banks are selling gold that they don't have. And it's that if the people want to take physical, I mean, take physical delivery, this is going to be very embarrassing down the line, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's where the squeeze play come in. They're keeping the American citizens and the Western Western civilization citizens off balance. They don't really understand what's going on. They're holding the price down and people are confused. And yet the gold is just being shipped dramatically up to the east. And by the time the American citizen wakes up to what's going on and decides he wants to cash in the chips on his IRA and put it in the gold or take delivery of what he has stored or some bank, he's going to find out it's not there because that silver is being stolen by the bankers to meet the tremendous demand from the Eastern Bloc, which takes the gold off the market.
Well, are any of the other countries buying silver? Are they all getting into gold, or are they buying other precious metals as well? We don't hear much about other countries buying silver. We hear about them buying gold. But what about silver? Where does this fit into the scheme of things? Because I know you've always been very favorable towards silver.
Well, Eric Sprott, for example, says there's 6.5 times more ounces of silver available to the market than there is gold. And yet, the purchases worldwide for gold and silver are about equal. So in other words, you're buying 55 ounces of silver for the same dollar that you're buying 1 ounce of gold. So the available, and if there's only 6.5 times as much silver available and you're eating it up at the rate of 55 times, something's got to give pretty quick. So, you know, there are experts out there that will have been saying for a long time that there's 100 ounces of paper silver in existence for every 1 ounce of real silver to back it. Now, that may be an exaggeration, but even if it was 10 to 1, once the people wake up to the scam and the frauds and these paper storage programs and start to run for the exit, try to take delivery, they're going to find out it's not there.
is the biggest naked short in the silver market in the world, and yet they happen to be the custodian to guard and protect the so-called 300 million ounces of silver under SLV, that exchange-traded fund. First place, I don't think there's anywhere close to 300 million ounces in that fund, and secondly, we know that you've got the fox guarding the hen house, so is that silver really there, or are they using it to meet delivery demand?
Well, let's go to Daniel, who's calling us from the great state of Washington, and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Daniel, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, I've got a what-if question.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, it looks like if you look into this thing that these people know what they're doing, they're going to get there any way they can. And I'm saying to myself, well, what if, in the end, what they say is, it's all going to be electronic and digital. As of now, all government gold will be worth $100,000 an ounce. All you people out there, your gold is worth $5 an ounce, and you better turn it in within the 90 days, or you will be dealt with quite quickly with, okay? And that will resolve all of the problems that way. And then, by golly, all of a sudden, hey, there's going to be peace in the Middle East. A peace treaty has been signed. Now, what if those two happen, or just even the first one happens? What would be the change in our society? And then, given all the things that are happening, I'm looking to try and invest. I'm paying off bills doing those things, but I look at gold and all this. Is it just another bubble? Who puts the value on gold? Well, we get some commercial value, but it's, again, it's like diamonds or anything else. It's decided that gold is that valuable, but maybe in the end it's going to be digital because then you will have the control.
Well, I'm not even sure I know how to respond to that, but...
All right, Daniel, if you study the history of gold for the last 4,000 years, it's always been the ultimate storehouse of value. You can say, well, that's all going to be changed. It's all going to be digital. Maybe it is. So if you think that gold isn't a good buy, I would suggest you don't buy it.
Well, it's like the carbon tax. The people behind the carbon tax were looking at that as kind of a maybe a parallel scheme for the value of something to distribute the wealth. I'm not saying don't buy gold or buy gold or anything else. I'm just saying, what if they say it's going to be digital, because then we can solve all the problems. And, again, gold will be traded, but it will be mostly by the government, and if people won't have it, they'll just have digital, and that's the end of it.
Well, I think there are always going to be people who keep their gold. I think that this would be used. I think it may have to be in a black market. But this has always happened. Certainly they had gold being traded in Russia under the communists who outlawed it. It was a capital crime to have gold. It was still utilized. So what if that were to happen? It would certainly negate all of the efforts by the wicked people to control everything digitally. And then what would happen if the whole grid went down and there weren't any electronics and they wouldn't be able to have it digital? What if, you can always come up with all sorts of what if, certainly, but there's a very real possibility of an EMF attack. And what if that happens and suddenly the whole grid goes down?
Well, just a thought.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Daniel?
That'll do it.
Okay, fine. And so they basically, of course, their conscious effort to confuse us on all these issues. But I do believe, of course, at least down through the ages, gold has always maintained its value. Yes, there is this very real possibility of them trying to take us into a cashless society. But there will all, even if they did, then the only way we could exist, because we cannot take the mark of the beast as Christians, would be to have an alternative monetary system. And I think what's really so interesting is that they're talking at a state level of trying to set up an alternative monetary system. And those of you who aren't acquainted with Dr. Ed Vieira, who's one of the more brilliant people, and we had him on our program just the other day, but he's argued cases before the United States Supreme Court. He's a lawyer. He's a patriot. He's thought these things through very clearly. And what he's doing is going to the various states and pleading with them to come up with an alternative monetary system that will be there to certainly of financed commerce when the whole system breaks down. It's his belief it is going to break down, and people need to begin thinking how they're going to survive when that happens. What are your thoughts on that, or do you have any thoughts, Bob?
Governments throughout history always try to create their own system of money, and of course digital would be just the latest technology. But whenever you do that, they're doing it so they can control people, and eventually their system starts to fall apart, and then people will always go back to stuff that's tried and true, which is anything tangible and real, and gold and silver becomes the refuge from a failing system. This happened thousands, hundreds of times throughout history. So nothing's really changed. Gold and silver is money simply because it's real wealth. It's not an IOU or an obligation of anyone else. And all government money is basically based on some type of debt and some promise. So they always fail on their promises, and their money's always losing value.
All right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And remember, I told you earlier, there's a conscious effort to confuse you so you cannot think clearly about what's going on. And I think we see this over and over and over again with the use of terms and ideas. We're involved in a battle of ideas, and if they can get you confused, you can't think clearly. One of the things I was thinking just the other day was talking about the assassination of President Kennedy. I've got at least 20 to 25 books on the assassination, each one giving a different explanation. Many of them supposedly written by people who work for the CIA or the FBI or NSA or certainly undercover for the government. And ladies and gentlemen, if you work for the FBI or the CIA or the NSA, you do not write a book. If you do, they will put you in prison because you've signed a secrecy agreement. So why are these people writing books? Why to confuse us? You get so many different explanations out there that the public cannot think clearly about what really happened, certainly the day that President Kennedy was killed and how he was killed and who did the killing. What you want to do is keep the people confused. And they are experts at it. And since they control the publishing houses, they will publish all of these books. And the ones that really tell you the truth about what happened, you're not going to be able to get through the regular channels, or if you do, they're very difficult to get hold of. And the oldest technique in the world is confuse people with excess amount of confusing information. Well, what do you think about that thought, Ron?
Absolutely. That's what I've been preaching now for 30 years, that they just put out all the false information and no one knows how to decipher it, and they just get confused. So, you know, they'll blame everyone for everything.
Right.
For example, just the argument about inflation is they tell you it's the labor unions, they tell you it's the Arab Sheikh, they tell you everything. When in reality, as you say, inflation is nothing more than the increase in the money supply and credit. But if the people ever understood that, they would know the only people who create the money is the bankers and the government. So it's their way of keeping people off balance and not understanding what's going on.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And have a question or comment about what's going on financially, give us a call, because we're moving into a very, very difficult time. But the system is beginning to break down. We are not going to have the comfortable world to live in we've had in the past. A lot of people still have their jobs, still have their pensions. I mean, we get our Social Security payments every month. But, of course, as they destroy the value of the currency, why those Social Security payments will pay less and less. And then we get our Medicare, but Medicare is not going to be paying as much, and there's going to be an increased cost of the parallel insurance, the supplementary insurance. And basically, of course, they're going to impoverish the people by simply destroying the value of the currency. And people say, but we Well, that's incredible. That couldn't happen in America. But of course it could if you have people whose loyalty is to globalism, who believe in creative destruction. And if you, as I said earlier, go up on the internet and look up creative destruction, specifically the YouTube section with Alan Greenspan describing creative destruction to the United States Senate. And he says it's simply a destruction of the current economic order. You have to destroy the current economic order to create the new one. The average individual doesn't understand that a small elite group, which of course Alan Greenspan was affiliated with, are intent upon destroying the current system and creating a new one. The term creative destruction. Have you ever heard that term used, Ron?
Yes, I haven't said it a lot, but yeah, I've read all of Greenspan stuff, so yeah, I've heard it. You know, and David Rockefeller really said it best. This is back in, what, 1980 or so when he said this. He said, "The world will not accept our new world order today yet, but given the right financial crisis, they will welcome us with open arms." So to me, it's very obvious that tyranny always works the same way. You first create the crisis, and then out of the chaos, you use that is an excuse to put forth your draconian solution, which in their case is their one world government. So they first create the crisis, the people beg for a solution, and they give it to them.
And I think that's exactly what we are witnessing today. And the average individual really doesn't understand that. The average individual thinks that these are just normal economic cycles and things are going to get better. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to get better during your lifetime. We've seen the best days of America, and now we're on the downward side. Because you can't keep spending money you don't have. You can't go around the world fighting unnecessary wars and running up a $1 trillion deficit in a senseless war, certainly in Afghanistan. We didn't have the money to fight the Vietnam War. We fought that with borrowed money. We didn't have the money to fight the Afghan War. We did that with borrowed money. We didn't have the money to fight the Iraqi War. We did that with borrowed money. And they're planning on more wars today. I mean, who do you think is financing the rebels, the Al-Qaeda rebels who overthrow the Egyptian government, who finance the Al-Qaeda people who overthrew Tunisia and the Al-Qaeda who overthrew Libya and the Al-Qaeda who are fighting there in Syria today? One of the same people who find it's the Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And who are they? We go up on the internet and just write in, who finances Al-Qaeda or ISI finances Al-Qaeda or just ISI? Al-Qaeda, ISI, of course, is Pakistani intelligence. And, of course, Pakistani intelligence is funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And then type in CIA funds ISI. And there you'll have it. It's all sorts of articles up there. We're funding the best enemies money could buy. And where is the outcry from the American people, from the leaders of both political parties? At least Congressman Ron Paul was tried to point out that we should get out of all these unnecessary wars, that we have our military bases in 130 nations. We have 800 to 900 foreign military bases. Why in heaven's name do we need that? Why, of course, to fund the new global order.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more?
Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening's been Ron Brown. Ron, one more time, I want you to get your telephone number out there so people know how to get in touch with you.
That's 1-800-595-0561.
All right, God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next month again, Ron.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Ron Brown. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is that the listener supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of stations and shortwave and satellite and internet sites and even telephone programs where people can actually listen to us 24 hours a day on the Genesis and the network's telephone programs that they have, telephone network, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, if you'd like to get my talks given some years ago on the financial tsunami, the financial Armageddon, they're available on DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a new DVD out. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. We have a new DVD called Population Control, The Covert Agenda. We have a relatively new DVD called The Dangerous Deception. And basically, it's my interview with Norman Dodd, which I did back in 1980. And you'll actually see him as we sit together. And we discuss the Reese Committee investigation of the great tax-exempt foundations. And how, of course, the Reese Committee found that the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, were financing communism both in the United States and throughout the world. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the great tax-exempt foundations were financing communism both in the United States and throughout the world. Basically, of course, they sent their agents around to buy up all the copies of the Reese Committee report. There was a book put out written by the Council for the Reese Committee, Rennie Wormser, and of course they bought up all the copies of that and destroyed it. We have kept personally ourselves kept that book in print for the last 20 years. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It's available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly get my taped our CD interview with Norman Dodd and our 4-CD set on the secret government, or you can actually see the filmed interview on the DVD, The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the information, whether it be my interview with Professor Sutton, where actually it's called The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. And Professor Sutton spent years at Stanford until he went out public and talked about how the United States was funding Russia, that was funding the North Vietnamese, that was funding the Viet Cong, that were killing our boys all during the Vietnam War. And, of course, that was the one thing that they could not allow the American people to know. And so they came after Professor Sutton, and they forced Stanford to cancel his contract. I guess he was there for the rest of his contract, but he told me that he had an office in the cellar in the basement, simply one little desk there in the basement. And everything was done to punish him for daring to tell the American, the people, the truth. And that was we indirectly funded the North Vietnamese. All the time they were killing 58,000 American boys, but we did the same thing with the Nazis. And we financed and built the weapons for the Nazis. That's a book called America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The 4-CD set on that subject. The war against the Jews. The war against the Jews. And we'll be back in just a moment with our good friend, Bob Fletcher.
Are you there?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher. And of course, Bob had gotten into this. He was running a toy business, doing fairly well financially. And a man approached him and said, you know, you got a great business. We could really expand it. We can make a lot of money. I'll put the money up. We can produce a lot more toys and sell a lot more toys. And you're going to get rich. And Bob Fletcher, well, he went into business with this man who is really a covert CIA operation who wanted to use the toy business to supply weapons to as part of the Iran-Contra debacle. And Bob got a very, very quick introduction to this whole world conspiracy that I've been Fine. I've been studying for the last 50 years, and but Bob, of course, has done a great deal of research on his own, has met a lot of the same people I have, and even though many times we've never discussed the issues, specific issues before, our experiences overlapped a great deal. So without further ado, hi, Bob Fletcher. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, and how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. What are we going to talk about?
Well, you know, I've been watching lately, and I'd been studying and investigating and touching base with some people that I still have contact with, and watching some of the different events that are taking place that are putting up red flags once again that we are probably facing some of the most frightening times, maybe the right word, or at least the possibility of some really horrific events taking place here in the next few months, or at least within the next year. And one of those is, you know, is a weapon that we've ended up developing, and we've used it rather successfully. It's been kept, well, it has been in the news, but some of the inside information on it, of course, has still been kept quite top secret. And it's also something that's really scary because it's, as all weapons tend to do, regardless of who it is that creates them and first introduces them, they all come back to bite the creators. And of course, in this case, we are, and the intelligence community are the creators of this particular weapon that I am afraid is absolutely going to come back and snap us in the backside. And it's this cyber weapon, the thing that's called Stuxnet, Stuxnet, and it's a computer virus that we took several years creating. This goes back to George Bush Jr., and he was the one that initially put it together with his people. And this is a computer virus that we were able to put in to the north, into Iran at this time, and it's the virus that has destroyed or attacked the Iranians' nuclear facilities. And I'm afraid that on the horizon, it's going to come back and snap us and get us, bite us in the tail, as they say.
Well, it could. If it can get into the Iranians and the nuclear facilities, why couldn't it get into our nuclear facilities? Would we have any sort of a door that would keep it out? We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching Osteo FX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan and Sidney Bob is talking about this computer bug or worm, call it what you will, that, of course, we've used against the Iranians. But the question is, in Bob's mind, and apparently he does have contact with some people that still are working within the intelligence agencies he certainly worked with so many years ago. But there are some of these people are very, very concerned that this worm or virus, or call it what you will, that we've inserted into the Iranian nuclear facilities could come back and infect our facilities. So you go ahead and pick the story up from there, Bob.
So the one part of this, which is the interesting, let's say the covert, genuine spy side of this thing, besides the creation of this brilliant program, is that it more than likely required that some particular a instrument or a specific chip or two, a computer chip of sorts or a part of a chip, would have to be inside in advance, would have to be inside the facility. This would permit this extremely intelligent virus to be able to target, to track down like a bloodhound when he's given a particular scent. It can go, you know, 2 miles and track down the proper scent if it's a real good bloodhound. And this little virus actually functions almost like an electronic bloodhound, and it works and searches its way through the computer system until it will find the targeted location where it's supposed to make a home, settle in. All right. So more than likely, it required that a couple of years ago. Now we're going back. This is like 2010. You know, a year or two ago, and the it would have required the placement of a particular, let's say, a couple of chips inside the system. So it probably was done by one of two ways. Either a spy, a physical person, human being, literally was able to make his way in one way or another, maybe even an employee, and place into the system, into the large computer banks that runs all of the laboratory equipment underground for the Iranians, to place this chip inside there. Then they turned this computer virus, the Stuxnet it's called, put it into the system. Now, even that was brilliantly done. It was placed probably from two or three directions, electronically imprinted into a system, overseas someplace. And so it made this huge kind of a journey throughout the electrical computerization system, through the websites, and bounced all around the place, finally searching down exactly what it was looking for. And then what it does, once it's in there, into the centrifuges, that's the in Iran, where they make the nuclear fuel enrichment. And the system, what it's made to do is very slightly, for example, speed up 60% of the centrifuges till they're running too fast, and which obviously causes overheating and a multitude of other problems, and causes it to become dangerous, etc. Then it would slow down and let it go for a couple of days. Then it would do it again, and then it would slow it down. Now you have to remember. Now what we're talking about is an electronic program, pre-programmed to do these events, almost like somebody was individually watching it and going over it and doing it, right on scene. But it's not. It's just doing it by itself electronically with the pre-programmed information. So it's just that well, I'm going to use the term educated program. Then it would send also information out the left door, so to speak, that would indicate to the people that were watching all of the gauges, would indicate that everything was fine, while it was, in fact, overheating and destroying. And the general concept of this whole computer virus, in simple terms, is to be able to go out as an electronic virus signal into the computer of any kind of equipment. This happens to be targeted, of course, to the Iranian nuclear facilities. But the idea is that it can be used to actually cause physical damage and destruction to equipment. All right? And now, of course, and it worked. It worked. It went in, and we have no idea, because they haven't been able to verify to what extent. But it actually possibly set their entire operation back by destroying equipment and having it eat itself up, having the equipment overheat and shut down and misdirect and misinform and do all of those things successfully enough to probably set them back 2 or 3 years on what they were probably would have finished, let's say, last month, or this last 6 months, but now they probably put them off as much as 2 or 3 years and put a real glitch and a booger into the idea of the Iranians' operations being able to, in fact, do what they want to do, and that is create this very finely tuned uranium for use in atomic weapons. All right, but now we switch over and we say, well, that's great. You know, that was terrific, and pat on the back and kudos to these brilliant scientists that worked on the behalf of the United States intelligence community to do that interruption in what we would consider to be a legitimate terrorist possible problem with the Iranians. All right, but now we switch over and we say, well, So what's the problem? What are we concerned about, Bob? Why are you concerned? Well, the concern is that already this virus is completely available on the worldwide net to anybody that just has a little bit more degree of intellect or smart in the computer arena. You can download it, literally download it out of particular computer nets. So it's now out there. One young hacker who was only about 29 years old just a few months back was actually doing lectures at universities and telling people in his lectures how you could go about downloading and finding it and locating it, and it's the entire recipe for this particular type of a virus. All right, now, well, what are we talking about? Well, what we're actually talking about here is that any country, any organization, or let's say a group, terrorist group, or any nation at all that had only a few million dollars can probably hire on the right person or two to go and drag this out, put it together, and put it out into any computer system in the world. And they can do it in a manner such that by the time anybody tracks it back, because they bounce these things from one nation to another, that by the time you would track it back to wherever it was being initiated from, the damage could already would take place. And my personal opinion is that I am amazed this thing was so quickly was available to the general public. And again, I'm talking about people smarter than myself in computerization, that's for sure. But it's generally available so quickly as of about 1 year ago and been out there that long. I'm amazed that we have not had all of the electricity shut down in, let's say, the West Coast, all of it shut down maybe in the East Coast, maybe a nuclear facility or two overheated and blowing up under our own noses by the use of this very same basic computer virus that now is available to any smart or well-financed terrorist group in the world. And that's what we're looking at, Stan.
Well, I think that's a frightening thing to contemplate, but I'm sure this could happen. And, of course, we know that certainly a lot of our government departments are certainly staffed by people who are not very smart. I mean, you only need to study what happened on September 11th, all the stupid things that they did that day. For instance, the story of the passport supposedly, belonged to the hijackers and found on the ground outside the Twin Towers. I mean, if you thought through on this, you would have realized that this was certainly an incriminating piece of evidence that the government was behind all of this, with the passport that they found certainly there in Pennsylvania, where supposedly the plane went down. They found two passports of two of the hijackers. What are the chances of that thing happening? Obviously, we have people working in our intelligence agencies. We're just not very smart. And, of course, if we've certainly inserted the virus into other people's computer systems, I share Bob's concern. It could get into our own computer system. In fact, certainly, I believe we are very certainly vulnerable to all sorts of attacks on America. And the reason they haven't happened, I think, is certainly not to the brilliance of the people we have working in government, but perhaps to the ineptitude of our enemies, or, well, maybe God intervened under any circumstance. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest, Bob Fletcher. We'll be back in just a moment.
Heart disease
Bobby,
is on
go
the
right
rise,
back.
Clogged arteries, high blood pressure,
I personally,
and high cholesterol
I feel
levels
like,
may not be fully detected by you,
when
but
it
the
comes
symptoms
to
are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops,
and it really bothers me because when I was a young man, I had
studied
machine technology
wrong.
And metallurgy
here, heart
and
body
some of
that extract is making a difference.
As a very young guy got involved with
America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Bob Fletcher, and Bob simply talking about the fact that they apparently now certainly can put viruses into the electronic systems and into the various programs that could have a catastrophic effect, certainly on computer programs, specifically having to do with the Iranians and their manufacture of nuclear weapons, their centrifuges. But the same sort of thing could get into the electronic system that would control our grids, that would control our nuclear plants, that would control certainly the way that we deliver electricity to our nation. We're totally dependent, certainly, upon certainly our electronic grid. What would happen if our electronic grid went down? Why, the whole industrial base of our society would begin to crumble. We're seeing what's happening back east today, of course, where they've had 90-mile-an-hour winds, and in Pennsylvania, several of the adjacent states, the power is down. They've been without power for 3 days, and there's really chaos. I mean, there's no air conditioning. Industry can't work. Schools can't work. Government can't work. What would happen if this were to happen nationwide? What would an EMP attack bring? This is one of the things even Newt Gingrich is now one of my favorite people, but he simply commented on what's going on in Pennsylvania, said that would just give you an inkling of what would happen with an EMP attack, and he ought to know when he was in Congress. He studied the difficulty, the problem that would result from an EMP attack, where, of course, it would attack our grids. It would be relatively easy to do by exploding a low-grade nuclear weapon in the stratosphere and simply wiping out the electric grids in large parts of our country that would take many months to restore. But you go right ahead, Bob.
Well, yes, and see, this is like a new this is like a new concern that didn't even genuinely exist. Let's say, of course, it started somewhere around 2010 and into 2011. So we are talking a period of 2 years with development, then final installation, and the destruction of the equipment over there.
Well, Bob, suddenly some people have said Israel did it. Do you think Israel did it? Do you think did it? Do you think we all did it together?
No, it was basically my understanding of it is that the crux or the base or the backbone of the whole thing, including the majority of creation of it, was done by the United States Intelligence Community, some of our people specifically, and that, however, that the Israelis were brought on, they were, and it was a two-sided coin with them. It was with us saying, hey, look, don't go in and do a nuclear attack, which was, I think, real close 2 years ago. And now this is a period of time when George Bush was still in. It was under his administration that it was created. And we kind of went to the Israelis and said, listen, help us out with this. We have this new terrific thing that we're going to be able to do quietly, totally screw them up, put them back, if not totally terminate that entire single location altogether by just doing this electronic virus. So the Israelis were involved. Now, potentially, when I was talking earlier about that it appears that it may have been more easily applied by having a particular chip or some equipment specifically placed within the Iranians' own building, within their own laboratories, into their system. And that may have been placed by an Israeli Mossad agent. So there may actually have been a physical placement of the targeted equipment itself that this would electronically be able to snoop down and, like I say, travel this huge roundabout kind of a direction going from country to country and all of that. It's not something that they just set up a truck out in front of the building and shot electric waves at it. This very carefully tracking down equipment, by the way, that was made and supervised by Siemens Company, Siemens, which is a huge international electronics and manufacturing company, and it's their equipment that this specifically went after.
And I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen, of course, that all of these major electronic companies tie into our CIA. Basically, of course, our intelligence agencies permeate the entire electronic industry. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central California at 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576.
Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan, Bob is simply saying that the virus, this worm, and was not certainly revealed by the Iranians. They didn't come forward. It was actually picked up by private corporations that are monitoring electronic systems in Europe. They found it, and then they were able to track it back to the Iranian computer programs. But certainly the Iranians never would have come forward and publicly admitted that their electronic systems had been sabotaged. I mean, that would be very embarrassing for them. The Americans and Israelis are not going to come forward and saying, hey, look what we did. But of course, fortunately, there are corporations that do monitor the electronic programs, and they were the ones who discovered this worm that infected the Iranian systems. Well, Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your information.
Sure. If on the computer, if you just go in and punch up Bob Fletcher Investigations.com, Bob Fletcher Investigations.com, that will put you right to our website. And we do have several of our better investigations that we've done in the past. We have those available, which includes the particular inquiry that I had done for Sonny Bono while he was still alive in reference to the intelligence community connections to drugs. And also we have the investigation that we did on Sonny Bono's murder. Sonny was eliminated, was killed, assassinated to prevent him from starting a major investigation that I was directly involved with that never, of course, started once Sonny was eliminated. But you can, or if you are not computer savvy, and that includes myself, you can certainly just drop me a note at Bob Fletcher, Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, and 83803. We'll be glad to send you a little catalog list of what we have available. They're all real interesting investigations, and we also cover weather control and our investigations on the top secret weapons, a multitude of weapons that they've developed, and some of the more interesting things like invisible soldiers and things of that sort. As a matter of fact, I just saw something the other day on the cloaking invisible soldiers that was written up that apparently is going to be available for hunters here pretty soon. So the people that thought that that was really a stretch of the imagination a year or two ago, now that the cloaking device is going to be available to, I guess, duck hunters. So that's kind of interesting. But to get back to the business about this amazing virus that they were able to put in, when one of the a fellow was asked a while back, his name was Eric Burns, or actually I think it's Byres or Beers, B-Y-R-E-S. He's been in maintaining and troubleshooting equipment for the Siemens company that I was talking about for several years. And he stated that in putting this particular virus together, this computer virus, that it would have taken many, many months with a group of people of possibly 25 or 30 people, scientists, computer scientists, working full-time, possibly even a couple of years, to put this thing together. And that's how complex it is. And he felt that the complexity unto itself, of course, is the big part of this thing, and how it can hide and do all the things. They pre-programmed this thing apparently to function for a while and actually cause equipment to do things to where it actually would eat itself up. In other words, the equipment would overheat and override the emergency alarms to permit it to overheat and permit then the other side of industrial equipment, which usually has a special protection package that if something overheats, it will like flood a room, or it'll water down the equipment, or it'll do this or do that in saving or salvaging it from becoming a, let's say, a major fire within a facility. But then, of course, what it does is that's destroyed all the equipment. So they have to go back and start from day one to replace whatever it was that this thing was aimed at. And they were saying that this thing is, the people that have looked at it externally and have viewed this program, that it's just something that that is really mind-boggling. It's kind of like a disease that's pre-programmed to be infectious for a while and then to disappear for a while and then come back for a while and disappear. So it's a little like the weather control, which of course I have a real good report on the weather control as a weapon that I got profusely involved with a couple of years ago investigating that. And that's the same thing. As we were watching the weather just yesterday, where in Washington, D.C., the president was caused with his staff to evacuate Washington, D.C. He evacuated the White House and was moved into what is the facility right up the road there where they Camp David, the Camp David facility. The president had to actually move into that last night because they had what they called this derecho, using the Spanish word for it, what they called a derecho wind, which means very straight on, very unusual. Again, it's one of these things they're telling us. It's a strange, once-in-a-100-year kind of a storm where they had instantly, only within an hour and a half, it started up, and it's wave after wave after wave of 80 to 100-mile-an-hour winds. It ended up killing about 15 people, and in the Washington, D.C., Virginia area, they had lightning strikes that struck about one block in front of the White House, hit ground. I don't know what exactly it struck. I know it did strike right in front of the Capitol building and the White House. They had this extraordinary temperature inversion, and these waves, which are like, if you looked at it on the Doppler radar, they were like only 10 miles apart. A very violent weather, and then nothing, and then violent, and then nothing, and then violent. But it moves in a straight line and went right across Washington, D.C. yesterday. These are, again, some of the things mixed along with all of the other worldwide extraordinary weather conditions that have been taking place that makes myself go back to what I know about the weather control, and I know Russia, China, and the United States are very profusely involved in it, and we have no idea if when we see these 100-year extraordinary storms, they keep telling us all these records are broken every day, and they're telling us, gee, this is just a strange thing. We don't know today, as we're sitting here, if in fact the United States, China, and Russia are involved in very directional weather wars against each other on a weekly basis. Because if you go on, if you are computer savvy, go on and look up strange weather in Russia and strange weather in China, and of course look in our own backyard, you will be really set back and amazed at the fact that the entire world major capitals have been getting bombarded here for the last, I'm going to say, year. This last year, we've all been bombarded with the extraordinary weather. So if it's something that's astronomical coming in from for some other reason, well, then that's a separate natural problem.
Well, we know that Zygmunt Brzezinski in his book Between Two Ages, at the bottom of page 57 in a footnote, talked about how by the year 2018 we would be able to create storms and droughts. We would be able to create storms and droughts and new diseases. I personally believe, of course, they even in 1970 they had the ability to create some storms and droughts, and certainly that was used during the Vietnam War to actually create rain along the Ho Chi Minh Trail, and that was certainly in 1968 technology. They've known for a long time how to modify the weather, and certainly Bob has an excellent DVD on weather. We have a book on weather as a weapon, and certainly the information is there. You need to understand that they know how to modify the weather. Go right ahead, Bob.
And of course, and the scary thing is, you know, originally they started off with in terms of the weather problem. They started off, like say back in many years ago, and they were doing experimental with sort of a chemical thing and seeding the clouds, and this was moderately successful. They were able to take existing clouds and expand them and make them worse and make it rain a little more in certain areas. And the Russians and the Chinese both have jumped on board, of course, in the last 20 years. With their own organizations, the company called ELATE, E-L-A-T-E, out of Russia, was the big weather control division under the government in out of Moscow for many years. And then they sold information technology because they needed money, and the Chinese had money. They sold technology to the Chinese. The Chinese then expanded where they have a huge number, thousands of people under the payroll in China, under the government payroll, on their weather modification programs. So it's really something huge there. So they're certainly believers. And what has happened now, and when I say now, in the last, let's say, 10 to 15 years, in recent times, they now, of course, are utilizing electronics to do superheating and plasma injections, and utilizing some of these some of the spray that's coming out. Some of the chemtrails are a part of weather modification, where they can inject in the atmosphere, in the ionosphere, certain types of chemical formulas, mixtures, and then superheat those with electronic plasma type beams, and all of the stuff, of course, that sounds so much like Buck Rogers to us older folks, you know, Space Rangers and that kind of stuff. But the time has come, and it's here, it's upon us, and the electronics, ray guns, and all of that type of thing. Obviously, if you just, you know, you look in, you can't find a single person that's not wandering through the shopping centers talking into this little 3x3 piece of plastic and can visually make a phone call and see his whoever they're talking to on the other end. You know, this was all kind of like space talk just 25 years ago. You know, it was not so long ago when we just did not even have computers. And now these little computers that we actually carry around have more potential in terms of electronic brain capability than the giant computers that occupied entire buildings to assist in some of the very first rocket launches in the, back in the 60s. The amount of computer knowledge was in entire 7- and 9-story buildings, and now you carry more power in your little telephone in your hand than they actually had in those buildings. That's mind-boggling. And so, of course, whatever, the scary thing is, you know, when do we reach a point where all of that knowledge and equipment outsmarts the average human being, and then we've created a Frankenstein, which I believe we already have. I think we've created electronic Frankenstein with both the weather control, fooling around with the weather control, and of course with this new virus that we've been talking about earlier this this evening here, relative to the virus attacks and the idea of cyber attacks as a weapon. And again, you know, that old adage that we've never created a weapon and then not used it. And they keep expanding on these things. They have, we talked briefly about it in the past, of robots that they now are working on that are developing their own robotic language between themselves that doesn't even involve a program. You know, it's not a pre-programmed language. We have computers now for several years they've been working on and developing that share education and knowledge with the ability to repair themselves electronically when they detect something going wrong and that kind of stuff. You know, it's these things were all material for good science fiction movies several years ago. You know, this idea of computers becoming so smart that they outsmart us, like that Odyssey 2001, whatever that was, where they had the computer took over the spacecraft, the HAL, and he started running the spacecraft and actually ended up killing one of the spacemen. One of our astronauts ends up being killed by the computer because the computer was not going to permit him to shut them down. You know, and that kind of stuff was just old entertainment a few years ago. Now it's something where they got to start paying attention to what they're doing.
Well, I think we're living in amazing, amazing times. I think we're living in very dangerous times. And I think Bob's message is, can we get these computer viruses into our own computers? Could they actually begin to knock out our ability to utilize our equipment? And then, of course, what about the other things that are out there, the weather warfare? Is this really an element? I personally don't know. It's all top secret. Well, there's nothing to confuse. Why is everything having to do with weather modification top secret? And well, then maybe they are confusing something.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132.
866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, that was Bob Fletcher, and hopefully, of course, you would enjoy the program. Now, if you're concerned about weather modification, Bob has a wonderful DVD. It's called Weather as a Weapon. We have a book on weather warfare written by our friend Jerry Smith, who died at a young age. We also have his book on HAARP. We have a four-tape set on weather modification. And then, of course, we have two DVDs. One is What in the World Are They Spraying? And the other is our own production, Geoengineering, certainly the talk given by Rosalind Peterson and her friend when they were here at our conference last year. Now, if you're only going to get one of them, I would get the geoengineering one. We also carry Bob Fletcher's Weather as a Weapon. He's done a lot of great work, and of course, if you can get hold of Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, the footnote at the bottom of page 57, where Zygmunt Brzezinski in 1970 is writing about how we're going to be able to create storms and droughts by the year 2018. And if you'd like to get a copy of that page, if you get some of the other items, just ask for it. We'll send you that. You need to understand, they know exactly what they're doing. But the last thing they want you to know is that they can create 90-mile winds. They can certainly create hurricanes and storms and lightning and tornadoes. They know how to do these things. Once again, of course, it's Bob Fletcher, and you want to get his DVD, Weather as a Weapon. You want to get a book on weather warfare. You want to get the book on HAARP. We actually have a four-tape set on HAARP. We have a four-tape set on chemtrails. But, of course, some of the more interesting information, the What in the World Are They Spraying DVD, and then Rosalind Peterson's DVD, Geoengineering. And you'll actually see some amazing pictures there of them. And you can actually see them doing their loops time after time after time as they're actually spraying. Now, basically, we have contrails, we have chemtrails, we have releases from certainly the rockets going up. And, of course, this is all documented. You can go to Rosalind Peterson's website, toxic skies. We have her information, all sorts of reams of information. Go to Rut Ross's website. Understand this is not imaginary. It is real. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we do hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our Forbidden Secret DVD, our Dark Secret DVD. If you want to know why Cuba went communist, you need to get our DVD on the World Revolution, where you'll see my interview with Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959. If you want to know how we financed communism in Russia, Nazism in Germany, the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, the DVD is The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton. If you want to know, Sydney, about who is financing communism and socialism throughout the world, you want to get my DVD, Dangerous Deception. Dangerous Deception, my interview with Norman Dodd, who was in charge of the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations. And then my commentary on what's happened over the last 50 years while I've been studying what's going on. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I made a lot of mistakes. I mean, initially I thought the enemy was communism. And then I thought, well, it was the great tax-exempt foundations. And then I thought it was, well, it's the Council on Foreign Relations. And they all play a part. But, of course, behind them are powerful spirits or forces. So our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family and help us financially. If you have something you'd like to advertise, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.